Hollywood's A-listers descended on Toronto for North America's largest film festival, marking a triumphant return to full glamour after the previous year's subdued event. With 278 films and a galaxy of stars, TIFF promises Oscar buzz and crowd pleasers alike. The Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, opened its doors this Thursday, heralding a dazzling return to form after last year's strike-induced star shortage. For 10 days, Canada's largest city will transform into a cinematic mecca, hosting world premieres, Oscar contenders, and a constellation of Hollywood's brightest stars. TIFF CEO Cameron Bailey expressed his enthusiasm to AFP, saying, "Toronto is known for its audience excitement, and that excitement reaches a fever pitch when the biggest stars in the world are here." He added, "We're glad that we are having a festival without some of the constraints of last year, although I do think we were able to do the very best we could given the circumstances." This year's red carpets promise to be a who's who of entertainment, with Jennifer Lopez, Angelina Jolie, Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Salma Hayek, Kate Blanchett, Nicole Kidman, and Samuel L. Jackson among the A-listers expected to grace the event. The star power extends beyond actors, with music legends like Andrea Bocelli, Robbie Williams, Paul Anka, and Pharrell Williams also set to make appearances. The festival kicked off Thursday night with Nutcrackers, Ben Stiller's first directorial effort in 7 years. This family dramedy follows a Chicago real estate developer who must care for his 4 nephews in Ohio after tragedy strikes his sister's family. It's just one of the 278 films on offer at this year's TIFF. Another highly anticipated world premiere is Ron Howard's Eden, a survival film set in the Galapagos Islands starring Ana de Armas and Sydney Sweeney. The film, shrouded in secrecy, is set to debut on Saturday. Fresh from her acclaimed portrayal of Maria Callas in Maria at the Venice Film Festival, Angelina Jolie arrives in Toronto with her latest directorial work, Without Blood. This tale of early 20th-century family and revenge stars Salma Hayek. Music takes center stage at this year's TIFF, with documentaries about Elton John and Bruce Springsteen headlining a surprisingly melody-heavy lineup. Bailey described the musical focus as a crazy accident that gathered its own momentum. "We couldn't turn one way or another without finding another movie that was really infused with music. And we decided we're going to give in," he told AFP. The festival also showcases important documentaries tackling current issues. The Last Republican explores former U.S. Congressman Adam Kinzinger's break with his party, while Men of War delves into a wild 2020 attempt to overthrow Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. TIFF isn't just about prestige pictures and documentaries. The festival also embraces crowd-pleasers and family-friendly fare. Alongside Nutcrackers, audiences can look forward to The Wild Robot, the latest offering from DreamWorks Animation. Sports dramas form another significant thread in this year's lineup. Unstoppable tells the true story of a college wrestler without a right leg who dreams of going pro, with Jennifer Lopez co-starring as the athlete's mother. The Fire Inside chronicles boxer Clarissa Shields' journey to Olympic gold. As one of the fall season's major film festivals, alongside Venice and Telluride, TIFF plays a crucial role in launching potential Oscar contenders. However, what sets Toronto apart is its openness to the public. Paying customers, not just industry insiders, can experience these cinematic offerings firsthand. The festival concludes on September 15 with the announcement of the People's Choice Award. Voted on by audiences, this prize has become a reliable predictor of Oscar success. Recent winners like Nomadland and Green Book went on to claim Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Last year's recipient, American Fiction, earned 5 Oscar nominations and 1 for Best Adapted Screenplay.